Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now light rain falling in Wichita, 42 degrees. Hurricane Zeta, now Tropical Storm Zeta, came ashore on the Gulf Coast Wednesday near New Orleans with 110-mile-an-hour sustained winds.
Zeta was a powerful storm that blew through New Orleans here in a matter of a couple of hours. And the mayor says one person is dead here, electrocuted by a downed power line, and EMS could not get to that person quickly enough because the line was still active. The city says it got calls for 200 downed trees. Hundreds of thousands of people were without power. Many still are. And here in New Orleans, lots of wind damage. This storm will continue moving northeast, impacting states like Georgia and Virginia.
Fox's Matt Finn reporting from New Orleans. Large school systems in Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina planned to close today or open late. As many as 2 million customers without power early today in several states from Tropical Storm Zeta. A teen is dead following a crash Wednesday afternoon at 9th and Tyler in West Wichita. Investigators say speed was likely a factor in the accident when a car hit a dip in the road and went airborne. The car then crashed into two trucks. A 14-year-old girl who was a passenger in the car died at the scene. The drivers of all three vehicles were injured. The Board of Sedgwick County Commissioners voted Wednesday to censure 2nd District Commissioner Michael O'Donnell and asked for his resignation.
O'Donnell, who is seeking a second term on November 3rd, denies he was involved in a political attack ad against then-candidate Brandon Whipple in last year's Wichita mayoral race. O'Donnell, along with Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, State Representative Michael Capps, and Matthew Colburn, was sued by Whipple for the attack ad. Colburn was dropped from the lawsuit after producing a secret audio recording of the group. O'Donnell admitted serious errors in judgment.
I deeply regret my actions. I would like to express my sincere apologies to everyone that I've hurt through my stupid decisions.
Due to the ongoing lawsuit, O'Donnell abstained from the censure vote, which passed 4-0. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues to push for statewide mask mandate.
During a briefing, the governor said she is concerned about the numbers being reported by the KDHE and hasn't dropped the idea of calling the legislature into special session to impose a statewide mask mandate.
We cannot afford to wait another moment to begin this process. I have directed my staff to put all of our energy into this strategy. However, if we are unable to convince communities to voluntarily implement a mask mandate, I will move expeditiously to find another way to implement a statewide mask requirement.
She says coronavirus deaths in Kansas have topped 1,000 and has ordered flags to be flown at half staff to remember those who have died from the virus. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The CEOs of three major tech companies were on Capitol Hill answering questions about censorship.
The top executives at Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced critical questions from Republicans and Democrats during a mostly remote hearing at the Senate Commerce Committee.
Democrats often say that we don't remove enough content, and Republicans often say we remove too much.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg says his company is taking steps to prevent misinformation about the election and provide reliable voter resources. President Trump and other Republicans accused the tech giants of an anti-conservative bias. Democrats have raised antitrust and privacy concerns. Lawmakers are looking into potentially passing more rigorous regulation, something the CEOs warn would threaten online speech. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Even 10 in the morning here on KNSS on a Thursday morning, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, the conditions probably quite a bit better than they were about this time yesterday. However, we'll say this, it has been kind of raining throughout the overnight hours, and so those roadways are still wet out there, and that could still mean slippery roadways. Good idea to be a little extra careful as far as traffic conditions are concerned. Once again this morning, traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Areas of light rain will continue to fall in Wichita, and with a gradual clearing sky today, it'll be breezy at times with temperatures in the mid-40s around noontime, 50 for the high this afternoon. Winds may gust as high as 30, even 35 miles per hour. Clear tonight, Tarlo 32, and then sunny on Friday with a high 56. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And light rain now, 42 degrees. We do have a north wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. And yes, Dan, it has been raining in Wichita through the night. Another cold, wet day in south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 42 degrees, normal high 65. National Weather Service recorded 1.18 inches of rain near Eisenhower Airport. Rain depths around the area over two inches, almost to 3 inches in some places. On this date in 1917, Soda Butte, Wyoming had a low of 33 below zero. This is the lowest temperature ever recorded in the United States for the month of October. And in 1905, Wichita recorded its snowiest October on record, with a grand total of 2.5 inches of snow. That was in 1905. 6:12, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward is here again with COVID comeback day number what, four, Ted?
Yeah.
I think it's four. How you feeling this morning?
I'm good to go,
things
baby.
Things are going? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Of course, Ted, back after spending a few weeks resting comfortably in the hospital. Whoa, battling COVID.
I think there's a lot of latitude with those terms.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying to be positive about this.
I know.
This is Black Tuesday. 1929 Black Tuesday descended upon the New York Stock Exchange. Prices collapsed amid panic selling. Thousands of investors were wiped out as America's Great Depression began. So we make sure that we remember this every 29th of October. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis couldn't initially cast his ballot this week because someone changed his address online, a complication that resulted in a suspect's arrest on felony charges raised questions about the security of the state's online registration system. DeSantis went to an early voting site in Tallahassee Monday to cast his ballot, but was told his address had been changed from the governor's mansion to 2185 Pretty Lane, a small apartment complex in West Palm Beach, 420 miles away. The problem was quickly fixed, and the Republican governor was allowed to vote. He then contacted the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which determined the record had been changed for online from a house in Naples, Florida. State authorities say agents went to the house in Naples where 20-year-old Anthony Guevara admitted changing DeSantis' address through the elections website in Leon County, where Tallahassee is located. Told agents he gained access by using the governor's birthday, which he got from Wikipedia. So,
if
somebody wants to get in there and play, some of these people could find a way to do it. And this guy, 20-year-old Anthony, I hope you don't get out of jail till you're about 97 years old.
Oh, now, come on.
Well, come on. Yeah. I guess he's young and he's dumb. Is that what you're saying?
It
can't be too harsh on a guy.
If it's that easy for someone to do that, then that's the state's fault.
Well, it points out that very thing. By doing something wrong, he's pointed that out, I guess. That's one way to look at it, huh? Well, we're less than a week away from Election Day, Ted, but many have already cast their ballot ahead of time. In fact, an estimated 70 million votes have been cast so far, including both mail-in ballots and early in-person voting. That number could reach as high as 100 million before next Tuesday. Those numbers don't just smash all previous records for early voting. It could signal a record overall voter turnout in 2020. I think that's going to happen. I'll tell you, so how many people live in this country? How many are adults? There are like 330 million people who live here. If you've got to say Half are adults? More than half? I don't know. I don't know the electorate's more than 150 or 180 million of people who are eligible to vote, you know. So, yeah, they're that's already some pretty strong voter turnout, as far as I'm concerned. Wow. And now, and you haven't been in a position where you could cast your ballot yet, right, Ted?
I have not voted yet.
Okay. Well,
I'll find a way sometime in the next 5 days.
Yeah, we'll get her done, as the guy used to say. I'm going to take a quick look at the radar this morning for our listeners out there. So that if you're driving your car, you don't have to think about, you know, don't have to try to mess around with looking at a radar. I'm looking at it for you.
Okay, tell me what.
We've got a giant area of showers.
Okay.
It basically goes from, if you can picture this, from the southwest to the northeast, the right along the turnpike.
Okay.
Through Wichita, down toward Medicine Lodge. And it's all to the southeast of that, okay? Hutchinson's apparently clear this morning. Looks like nothing in Hutchinson, so that tells you something. Wichita on the edge of this system, and it's all moving from the northeast to the southwest, in the other direction, okay? It's kind of a swirling thing going on. But it's a big area, but we're on the fringe of it. Looks like it could, we're forecasting it'll slow up sometime this morning, and we'll be back to somewhat normal. Maybe the sun will come out this afternoon. How about that? And as Jan said earlier, you know, it's been raining, so there's no ice out there, but it's wet pavement. You know, it could be slick in places, so watch out for that if you're driving this morning, if you're commuting. So Ted's back doing better, huh? Anything exciting going on at the house there as you recuperate, Ted?
You know, I took a long walk, got a lot of steps in yesterday, even went grocery shopping maybe for the first time since August.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I was in a grocery store.
Wow.
I was pretty much, the cupboards were bare yesterday. I figured, well.
Oh, I'll bet.
I've got to make the effort to get to the store then.
You know, one thing that'll help is if the sun will come out and you can get outdoors a little bit, if you just sit on the porch. Because that old sun and vitamin D, I guess, is real good for you.
It's good, but I need to move my lungs. I need steps.
You need steps. All right. Well,
no rocking chair for me these days.
You know what you're doing. I hope.
Well, I'm trying.
All right, Ted. Hey, coming up on 6:18, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's do Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Wilbur. Ted, take it away.
Yeah, we do get the football week off to a start with some high school and pro action tonight. We have Thursday night football on the NFL. A couple of teams that are struggling here in the first half of the season. The Atlanta Falcons are in Charlotte to take on the Carolina Panthers tonight. Panthers are a 2.5-point favorite at home. Panthers, with a win, can hit the 500 mark to end the first half of the season. They are 3-4. Falcons have just been a disaster. They're only 1-6. You can listen to Thursday Night Football tonight, and let's get a preview of that one, as that game will be on KFH tonight.
The Atlanta Falcons and Carolina Panthers meet for the second time this season. This evening, the Panthers took their first matchup 23-16, and Carolina head coach Matt Rhule feels his team is better prepared for their division foe.
We know what we're up against. We know the type of team that they are. We know the way that they play.
A possibility that running back Christian McCaffrey could return from injury tonight for Carolina, while the Falcons look to dust off yet another last-second loss last weekend. Atlanta head coach Raheem Morris on what his team needs to accomplish.
Forcing our will on our opponent. It has to go back to scoring on offense, and it has to go back to getting the ball back on defense, period.
The Falcons and Panthers kick off at 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And once again, you can listen to that game at 7 o'clock tonight, and that'll be on 97.5 and 1240, Sports Radio KFH. Meanwhile, the Kansas City Chiefs will be at home on Sunday against the winless New York Jets. Of course, the Chiefs now have a new running back on the roster, former Jet Le'Veon Bell. Comments from Bell on Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
I think the offense fits him. I mean, he can see his talents and what he does best show up, you know, in this offense. He could see it before he got here, and then he had a chance to show it here the other day. So I think that's what he wanted. He wants to play, and I think he and Plyder are a good combination.
Of course, you can listen to the Chiefs live Sunday afternoon, and that'll be right here on KNSS. And speaking of the Chiefs, our weekly Minute with Mitch, with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, will come up in the sports 1 hour from now. So make sure you're tuning in for that. NASCAR racing yesterday, the fourth day of trying to get in the race that started Sunday down in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Texas Speedway. Finally, the mist stopped. They got a dry enough track, and they raced. Kansas native Clint Bowyer had the early lead. In fact, he was up right towards the leaders late. He led 89 laps of this race. He was still in second place with 50 laps to go, but he had to come in and pit and never got back into the top. Finished in 17th place. Kyle Busch, the winner. That was a Cup Series round of eight playoff race for NASCAR. College men's basketball. Wichita State picked to finish seventh in the conference in a preseason poll in the American Athletic Conference. Houston is picked to win it. The Shocker women picked preseason sixth place in the American Athletic Conference. Also in men's basketball, former Kansas Jayhawk Silvio De Souza, who left the team a couple of weeks ago, is now facing a felony charge of alleged aggravated battery from an incident that took place on New Year's Day. High school football, we're into the first round of the playoffs. We have a couple of decent games tonight in Class 5A to get the playoffs started, including a game here in Wichita tonight. Wichita Heights hosting Andover, both teams with winning records. Also in 5A, Mays South is at Hayes, both teams with winning records going into that one. And in Class 8-man Division 1 tonight, Cedarvale-Dexter on the road at Chase County. A couple of matchups with teams with winning records. Opening round of the playoffs start tonight in high school football around the state of Kansas. And that is sports with Steve and Ted.
Sounds good, Ted. 6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Looking to kick your vaping habit? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.